This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight. London, well, I shouldn't say London, simply Manchester in England, as Ariana Grande for a benefit concert. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. She returned to the scene of the sick, twisted crime of ISIS, supposedly taking credit for that attack. So the singer and some of her famous friends went back to say, we're here and we're honoring the people. She screamed, I love you, Manchester. She wore a white sweatshirt with One Love Manchester written on it. She performed Better Days with Victoria Monet and sang Where is the Love with the Black Eyed Peas. She was very tearful as she performed her song My Everything with the Parswood High School Choir. And the choir's cover of the song went viral after they performed it in tribute to the Manchester bombing victims. And that's what a lot of the conversation has been about. She talked specifically about a 15-year-old fan who we talked about on this show, Olivia Campbell, who lost her life. And she actually talked about a conversation she had with a... All right. Hey, everybody. This is Kate Delaney from an undisclosed location. We had kind of a lightning storm, so a little technical difficulties at the beginning, but you got me live. It is not Memorex. Always happy to be here, of course, as the skipper of this ship. There's a lot happening, and so much of it is centering around what's going on in Washington, D.C. We may have somebody calling in from Talk Media News, and that's our pal Justin Duckman. I believe he is... He's in a holding pattern, too. Maybe he had some lightning. We threw him in the virtual green room while they were trying to find me. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here, as always.
Yeah, you know, seriously, I won't tell you where I am, but I'm in the lightning capital of the world. That's a hint.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, you'll have to look it up afterwards.
I wish I had a better comeback for that, but that sounds... fun, I guess.
There you go. I'll have to send it to you off the air. Okay, so what's going on with the White House and Trump and this tweeting thing? Explain this mess.
Well, this is, you know, very interesting. There has been a lot of controversy over Trump's Twitter account, as you are well aware, and for good reason. He has obviously been using it as a platform to, you know, not just promote his candidacy or his presidency or his agenda, but to really... just kind of engage in personal vendettas. And today, you know, judging by the reaction, it appears as if the Twitter reading public has determined that he went to a new low. He targeted Nika Zabrinsky, the co-host of MSNBC's Morning Joe, called her low IQ, crazy, and then most interestingly and, you know, shockingly, went after her for apparently getting a facelift, saying that you know, when he had met with her in January, she was bleeding heavily from her face due to plastic surgery. So this was something that, you know, as soon as it happened, I was literally on my way into the White House at the gate and just realized, you know, this was not going to be a normal day. And, you know, I was not disappointed in that sense. You know, we had the White House defending it very heavily. Yeah, I mean,
I like that. I like this. It was going to be a normal day, and I wasn't worried about that. So it didn't just turn into a big brouhaha over Mika Brzezinski. In fact, the Morning Joe hosts have decided to delay their vacation to come back at Trump on Friday because of that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, so you know, we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders coming out today on the podium and giving an on-camera briefing, which was something that was sort of surprising considering, you know, this was something that you would generally believe is indefensible. But she defended it to the best of her abilities, saying essentially that, you know, this is who Trump is. The people elected him because of this. And ultimately saying that, you know, he is somebody who is criticized daily. And if he's criticized, he's going to hit back 10 times harder. You know, this was a sort of an interesting response. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we ended up seeing those tweets and, you know, being deleted either by Trump himself or by, you know, Twitter. But either way, they are gone. And, you know, tomorrow we're hopefully going to get to the mystery or to the bottom of the mystery of what exactly happened to them. So a very strange day. And, of course, all of this was taking place with healthcare and, you know, may have had some implications in that one as well.
Yeah, so tell us about the latest on healthcare, because the CBO dropped the bomb numbers earlier in the week, and it's been nothing but reaction since then. Obviously, we're not going to see any kind of vote before the 4th of July, so this certainly gets punted. You and I talked about that the other day.
Yeah, exactly. This is, you know, there was some last-minute efforts to try to craft some kind of compromise before, you know, Friday in order to try to get some kind of vote. That ended up not working. And, you know, I really hate to revisit the tweet issue, but this was something that is also related to healthcare in the sense that some of the major votes that Trump needs to win over, you know, responded to this very negatively. And, you know, it kind of shows that he just did not do himself any favors with this. You know, Susan Collins from Maine, you know, condemned this via Twitter. As did Lisa Murkowski, who is another no vote who needs to be flipped. So it seems like the White House is, you know, sort of shooting themselves in the foot when it comes to this, you know, much like they've previously done when they ran ads against when a super PAC for Trump, you know, ran ads against a Republican who was also a no vote. And, you know, the White House didn't take the opportunity to tell them to cut that out when they're given the chance to do so. So just a White House that doesn't necessarily know how to, you know, woo lawmakers or how to build bridges. And that's something that, you know, is becoming painfully aware as the healthcare bill just becomes more and more unlikely.
Yeah. One last one. You know, we have like a minute left, but the White House saying that Trump is going to meet Putin at the G20 summit. Well, that's not necessarily unusual because they're both going to be there.
So this is going to be a bilateral sideline meeting, one of those meetings that, you know, just kind of takes place when the two of them are at the same spot. One-on-one, but perhaps most interestingly from a, you know, White House official who announced this today, there is no set agenda ahead of this. That's something that certainly raised some eyebrows considering, you know, Russia is a geopolitical foe in all intents and purposes. And typically when you have this kind of high-level meeting, you'd like to have some kind of ask on the table or some sort of agenda that you'd want to follow for U.S. interests. But according to them, Trump is going to talk about whatever Trump wants to talk about. So, you know, it's something that people are going to be watching very closely. And
we'll see.
Just so strange.
All right. Have a good one. Justin Duckham, thank you so much as always. Hang with us, everybody. I'll meet you on the other side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
Meltdown. Well, once again, I am overwhelmed by the avalanche of mail that we receive on this show. Got one here from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, my apologies. You know how much I love your show. I've been listening the entire time. Since you took over the reins of America Tonight, nothing but good stuff for you, I wish. And I can tell the show keeps growing and growing and growing, so congrats on that. But I didn't call to butter you up or flatter you. I just wanted to tell you, in the course of listening to you, you were cracking me up the other night when you were mentioning about, you were talking about some movies, and you were talking about the fact that Wonder Woman, you were talking about the Wonder Woman movie and how mind-blowing it is, just how huge this movie has become. And I would say to you, for guys, it's a hot, powerful woman. For girls, it's an image of empowerment. It's just totally the right formula. That's what it's about. And good for them, because they knew they had the right time, the right stuff, and that's why it's shattering those box office records. And when it's said and done, they'll probably do a sequel. Because as you say, they always make sequels after sequels after sequels. In fact, I think it's now up to 3 when it comes to The Despicables. If you know, I know you do Cheap Movie Review. That's coming out this week. So over and out. Yeah, thanks for that, Jake. I you are right. I say, you know, how many Rockies did we have, whether they were all good or not? That's debatable. And Fast and the Furious, how many Fast and the Furiouses have we seen? 7? So in the case of Wonder Woman, I mean, you know, I don't know how long it holds up, but I guarantee there will be another Wonder Woman. There'll be another story. It won't be one and done. And Gal Gadot is the woman who plays Wonder Woman, I can't imagine she wouldn't be back in that role. She will. But I don't think it's going to be like any kind of a James Bond sort of thing where, you know, that's just gone on for decades. And just when you least expect it, they come out with another one, or it becomes big news when you change Bonds. But who knows? Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe, you know, superhero Marvel and DC worlds have taken over the big screen. So Wonder Woman falls into that category. Perhaps the kicking butt thing is incredibly appealing and will work another couple of times around, or maybe becomes even a much bigger franchise than I'm thinking that it will, you know, than it will be. It's interesting, I'll tell you. It's got one here from Bruce, who's not talking about Wonder Woman, but instead talking about the healthcare floor debate. And what do I think about that? And the answer is, well, we know already that we're not going to have any kind of a bill. They're not going to be able to reconcile that with the House. They're not going to be able to get enough votes. So pretty much McConnell called that the other day, a couple days ago, that this, if anything happens here with healthcare, it's not going to be until, you know, it's not going to be until the end of the month, if even that. And I don't even think, gosh, I don't even think we get it then. I think that what we're looking at is probably, and this was my feeling all along, probably looking at the fall. Because by the time you do, I think there's going to be some town halls. Maybe not. Maybe somehow this gets, there's some Democratic support, but I doubt it. Because it just doesn't, it's not shaping up at all like that. And you're not going to get the Democrats to jump on that. And then what about the Republicans who have their constituents that are down their throat and they don't like it on either side of this? And, you know, whether they think it's, what was the comment that Ted Cruz said, Obamacare light or something? I can't remember the exact quote, but it doesn't represent, I guess, enough of some of the more moderate Republicans. It doesn't represent some of the Democrats. So I really believe that what we're looking at is we're looking at healthcare being debated, at least in the beginning of the new term, when in the fall, when they come back in the fall, that's when, after this break, I think it's going to be too short of a session unless something unforeseen happens that I just can't even tell you what that would be. All right, here's one from Nick, and Nick says, Kate, wow, what do you think about this meeting with Putin and the Prez? Of course he's going to meet with Putin. Why wouldn't he? Because that was something that was discussed all along. So no matter how it looks to the eyes of the world, I don't think that Trump really cares about that. I think it's the same thing, that I'm the president and I'm going to meet with whatever world leader I want to meet with. And I've appointed, you know, Mueller to this, Robert Mueller, the former FBI director who's investigating any potential Russia problems, the hack of the election, whatever. Was there a hack? All that's going to fall away from the bone, like the meat from the bone. So I think he feels confident that if there's any blowback, so what? Because he appointed a special counsel as the president. He's not concerned. Actually, what comes out of that G20 meeting, it will be interesting, because it's not going to just be, you know, we see what's going on with North Korea. We see lately what's happened in other pockets of the world. And when we're talking about working together on resources and trade and, you know, everything in between, and especially when we're talking about futuristic, looking down decades for, I won't even say decades from now, looking ahead years from now, what is the most potentially damaging thing, I guess? I mean, here's a great question. What's the most potentially damaging thing that can come out of the G20? There's your big fat question heading into the weekend. What's the most damaging and what's the most positive thing? I guess look at it both ways. It's incredibly challenging, I would say that. That's an absolutely fair assessment, for sure. this is more than more than challenging. That's why it's interesting, because with security and crime, I mean, that's what I think is the challenging thing. And we just saw another one of those viruses. In fact, our Forbes books at bedtime, because I had so many of you ask me about Phyllis Newhouse, and she's such a powerhouse, this woman. And she's working with a lot of government agencies and has a lot of government contracts. She, to me, is one of the best when it comes to cybersecurity. So a great conversation with her. I know a lot of you missed that the first time around, so I decided to dip back with Phyllis, because it's just too vital with what we're seeing that's happened. All right, how about this? This one is from, let's see, I'm trying to go down. I'm scanning this live. This one is from Christopher, who says, Kate, what do you make of the Van Susteren ouster at MSNBC after only being there for 6 months? Well, that wasn't her audience. That's what I would say. Her show didn't pull in the ratings they thought that she was going to be able to pull in. I think the idea when they brought her in is she would pull a lot of conservative viewers with her, and that didn't happen. So instead, they just decided, well, you know, we got to part ways, because it was going nowhere. She was informed that she hadn't been confrontational enough in her on-air presentations. So I guess MSNBC is embracing going back to the more of the liberal roots and a more adversarial deal toward the president. I think at the time when they pulled her in, they were hoping for conservative voters to jump on the bandwagon. And, you know, it's interesting, she went to MSNBC after 14 years at Fox News, and that's a long time to be at in one place. That's a huge, huge, huge contract, or a couple of contracts, to be there for that long. So it just didn't, you know, it just didn't work. Hey, coming up next, some actual reaction to the Trump tweets, the assault, if you will, on Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, the show Morning Joe. They were about to go on vacation. Now they say they want to be able to respond. Thursday morning, while they were on the air, Trump posted a pair of tweets about the two co-hosts. And MSNBC actually released a statement saying it's a sad day for America when the president spends his time bullying, lying, and spewing petty personal attacks instead of doing his job. The president's deputy press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, defended the tweets. Check it out next here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name.
I think it's so blatantly sexist, I don't even know that there's a question about it. Sad to say, I am still the highest ranking woman. I thought that was all going to be resolved in November. Instead, we have a person in the White House who not only doesn't happen to be a woman, but happens to disrespect women. That's too bad.
All right, Nancy Pelosi speaks. She said she thought she wasn't going to be the highest ranking member in the House after the election. The little funny she makes there, but talking about Trump tweeting out about Mika Brzezinski and then the reaction to it, the White House trying to justify what happened, and almost better to just leave it. Sometimes you got to call it a push. And the White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I already mentioned her, did not expect, I think, when she went in that this is what she would be talking about. But, I think she just didn't know what she should say. You know, like she said, I think the American people elected somebody who's tough, who's smart, and who's a fighter. Well, he sent out the tweets, and then she had, what could she come back with? And said that the president is in no way, form, or fashion has ever promoted or encouraged violence. So just kind of repeating that, he was simply pushing back and defending himself. Trump can't be expected to be held to a higher, you know, standard. I mean, it's going to be interesting, the comebacks. What are the comebacks? And I've already gotten I got so much email from you that a ton of it was focused on this Twitter thing. And it was kind of a mixed bag from all of you. Like, a couple of you, who cares? Same old, same old. And the daily news, if we were to look at the daily news, they have on the front of the daily news an eagle with his head down. It says, humiliation, Trump's new low, sexist facelift rant versus the TV host. And the specifics of it were, I got this from Keith, who said, Kate, give me the juice on the rant. What happened in this rant? And we talked about it with Justin Duckham, who said he was going to the White House thinking it was just a typical day, and then realized, no, this is going to be a wild one. So what happened was, it was trash-talking aimed at Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, and it was about, you know, specifically, he said, I heard poorly rated At Morning Joe speaks badly of me, I don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika along with Psycho Joe came? And then there was kind of silence after that. And he, you know, prompted to say a couple of other things. Like he said, time to get back in the WrestleMania ring for another round of bashing. This one certainly was aimed in this direction. To Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me. She was bleeding badly from a facelift, and I said no. So he was trying to say that she had a facelift, number one, obviously. And I guess the tweet had been triggered by an on-air statement from Brzezinski about At Real Donald tweet, implying that the pending Senate health care bill would boost Medicaid spending, and saying, that's your president of the United States lying to you. So I guess that's how the whole thing, the back and forth kind of, I shouldn't say the back and forth because it's more one-sided, but I think that's how that was ignited, it sounds like. And, what has happened as a result of this, in a poll, in this recent poll that was taken, 71% say tweets are hurting the agenda. I mean, that's a great question for all of you. Do you think tweets are hurting the agenda? I mean, is it damaging because every day, and maybe it's not every day, but it seems like every week anyway, we're reacting to something that has been tweeted out, right? And I know some of you listen all different times a day, and I love that about the listeners here from America Tonight. I know so many of you have written me notes, and you say that you listened to it on the train, or you went to TuneIn or wherever and downloaded it, and then I'll get sort of the after effect of what, you know, what happened and your reaction to it. But I got a lot of reaction right away to this, I have to say. And a lot of it, in fact, not defending Trump and saying that, you know, maybe it is time to get off of Twitter. Just dump it. Just stop communicating that way, period. And then reacting to what people are saying, then there doesn't have to be any reaction, right? If you want to jump on this, you can. I'll fling open the phone lines because I'm getting, like I said, just a massive amounts of email keeps coming in. And, of course, if you're just hearing this, americatonight.net, but you can give me a jingle at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, if you want to react to Twitter. I mean, Twitter is, you know, is a huge form of communication. It certainly helped Trump get elected. The tweeting helped him get elected. But now is it just a damaging thing? And if you were advising him, would you say step away from the whole Twitter account? But I don't think you can do that because I don't think he would listen to it. I think he does what he wants, and that's the way it goes. And do I think it's caused? I think it's caused distraction. That's what I think. Not maybe initially as much, but now it certainly has caused a massive distraction because every time there's this back and forth, every time we get the back and forth, then the focus is off whatever important policies are going on or being challenged or taxes or this illegal crackdown that's now happening, the crackdown on illegals, you know, the House passing Kate's Lawn. So where some of the focus should be, instead it's on what tweets are saying. But the House Republicans, while all this was going on, passed a bill that would deny federal money to sanctuary cities, and Kate's Law would increase the penalties for deported illegals who try to return to the U.S. So it would increase them big time. And it's interesting, it passed 257 to 157 with one Republican voting no and 24 Democrats voting yes. A bunch of Democrats voted yes. Kate Stena was a San Francisco woman killed by, if you don't know the story, by an illegal immigrant who was in the U.S. even though they had been deported multiple times. And would you believe it seems almost like it happened yesterday? It's been 2 years coming up this weekend since her death. So I think there was so much outrage and so much conversation about making this happen that the one tweet that went out was good news, House just passed Kate's Law. Hopefully Senate will follow. And I think the Senate probably will follow with this. I don't think that they won't. And by the way, the alleged shooter was Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who had been deported, let me give you the number, 5 times if you haven't heard it, and had 7 felony convictions. So this would be considered a win, definitely for the administration. And I think a lot, like I said, how many Democrats, almost 25 Democrats voted yes. So that's interesting. But the poll that I was referring to, I got to give you the payoff for that. This Fox News poll, voters say that the tweets are hurting the agenda to the tune of 71%. So this is the newest, greatest, latest poll. And the flat-out question was, do voters consider the president's online posts official statements? 51% say yes versus 45% saying no. So the poll was conducted Sunday through Tuesday before a tweet actually even went out about Mika Brzezinski that got massive coverage. So even before that, the answer was, it's hurting it. And I think it is, because it's just distracting. In one way, it was helpful in Trump's plight to win the White House, but it was not helpful in the other direction, certainly, because there's so much controversy that has kicked up around it, and there's so much push to make it tweets stick out. It's almost like it's almost like when you're doing a talk show, some of the talk shows that adopt this philosophy is, you know, throw out whatever bait you can. That's not this talk show, because you know how I roll. I always say it's about conversation. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between. I consider myself to be the voice of reason. There's got to be some sane conversation somewhere, even if we all disagree on everything. Can't we just get along and have a conversation? But it does work, and it does fuel the flames and the fires of people who are incredibly passionate and furious about what they don't like or see happening in the United States and what's happening with the government and some of the laws, etc. So the bottom line is that the passions prevail and they run hot. And of course, it's going to run hot when we're talking about anything personal, because, you know, it's flinging mud in all kinds of different directions. And that's exactly what happened there with Morning Joe. And I can only imagine, again, what the comeback to that is going to be. Let's put it this way. It's going to be a big part of the Sunday swirl. And here we are coming up on a holiday weekend. Probably many of you are already taking off for beaches, mountains, maybe even a long staycation. Stay with us.
Yeah. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
In a Porsche 911, making the last couple of turns for this hour. Hey, we can all dream, right? What did the young Donovan Cashin tell us last week what a 911 cost? I think basically he said his entire universe, house, cars, everything, throw it in the mix, and that's what it would cost. And it was funny, I thought about that afterwards when he said it, and I think I told the story, maybe I didn't tell the story on the air, but when I was 16 and I played tennis, there was a guy, and his name was Jake, and he played at the same, it was the Coliseum, he played at the Coliseum, and he watched me hit, and he asked my mother, can I hit with your daughter, because I hit with different people, and I'm not a weirdo, and I'm, you know, here's my friends, and I hit with all different people, and she said, fine, and we got to the point where we got to know him, and I would hit with him a couple times a week, sometimes, or hit with him once in a while, and he would drop me off, and he had a Porsche 911. And I remember thinking, I was 16, I remember thinking, this car is cool, because it flew. You know, it felt like a rocket. He would fly down the side streets, and I thought it was the best. And it was the power of it, I guess, in the way, he rode, you know, to the ground, etc. So there you go. There you have it. Seems like a long, long time ago. And who knows? I have no idea what they sold for then. But certainly now it's a much different story. It's like when I see these classic cars that are, you know, I saw one today when I was on the way to the airport. And I see these gorgeous, like, cherry, I saw today, and I had just been in one, too, a cherry red, like, Mustang. And it was, like, similar to one that I had been in a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, you know what, how much could that possibly cost? Back in the day, might have felt like it was a little bit of a big pinch for somebody. But nothing compared to, it's like that what's old is new thing. Nothing compared to what it would be like now. Definitely not. All right, you know how much I like numbers, and I just talked about the need for speed. So on that note, let's turn to another version of We Can Count. So I can only imagine that hopefully, maybe unless you don't like them, that you might be watching fireworks somewhere. I hope I'm going to be somewhere. That's going to be up to my family, because I'll be with my family. They have to pick the place. I have no clue where that'll be. Trust me, I'll post pictures when I get those pictures. But this would be a fun place to go. You know, I've gone here, but not during the 4th of July. So if you were to go to the Boston Pops, you would see 500,000 people, 10,000 fireworks, and, of course, the legendary orchestra. I think they really, I have to give them credit, I think they really do it right. 10,000 fireworks. What does 10,000 fireworks look like? I would just say spectacular. The finale is always amazing. And for those people that get those great seats, I mean, just to sit there and hang out has to be something. I mean, it has to be something. How about this story? $300,000 was raised for a Christian music dad who lost his wife. It's so interesting. I love it when people reach out and through these different means of doing it, you know, the ways to raise money these days, whether it's GoFundMe or, you know, whatever it is. But when we see some of these people and some of the situations that they're in, I think it's their stories that are so touching. So Josh Wilson paid a tribute to his friend Nathan Johnson, who lost his wife after childbirth. And how often do you hear that? It happens more than we know, more than is, you know, that you hear about. But on Tuesday morning, Nathan Johnson and his wife Megan welcomed a child, Ellie Kate. And still in her hospital bed, Megan Johnson held and fed and burped the new daughter, and they were excited and couldn't sleep. And right after Ellie was born, the new father sent pictures of his wife and daughter and all that kind of stuff. And he had been performing, you know, days before, but then it all of a sudden got tragic. Megan started having complications on Tuesday morning. And then there was a text message asking people for prayer. And sadly, she passed away from pregnancy-related complications. And like I said, how often do you hear that? And you see the pictures of her, and she looks darling and fine. And wow, and the little girl was just 8 years old. The doctor said they don't really know what... you know, what caused her death? They don't have an answer for it. So they did a GoFundMe campaign, and that's the purpose of this, you know, the telling about the money. They raised $300,000 from 6,000 donors in less than 24 hours. Wow. Oh, wow. Bravo, excuse me, for those people who chipped in and stepped up for him, because it's just got to be paralyzing and shocking, and this amazing birth and that happens, and then the unthinkable happens, like I said, that you don't really ever hear too much about, because, you know, frankly, we don't. You know, that's the bottom line. All right, let's move on to another set of numbers. And I was reading something today. It was interesting, on a plane, about this 500,000 tons of steel and 14 jobs. And what is that about? When I said the numbers really stuck out to me, and it's an Austrian village that has been an iron smelting center, they say, since the 1400s, when you actually had ore that was dug from the mines, carved out of the peaks nearby, right? So they developed the steel production hub, and by the 1900s, it was home to really Europe's largest mill. And the plant is to give you a sense of it, is about a 2-hour drive southwest of Vienna, and they need just 14 employees to make 500,000 tons of robust steel, they call it, steel wire, a year, and as many as 1,000 in a mill with similar capacity built in the 1960s inside this production facility. So how about that? You know, over the past 20 years, the number of worker hours needed to make a ton of steel industry-wise has fallen dramatically, and that's what caught my eye, 700 to 250, because they've got new processes and new innovations. So that's why it's shrunk so much. So here's something that's sad in some ways. From 2008 through 2015, Europe's steel worker force, which was big, shrank from about 84,000 jobs, about 20%, to 320,000. So that means there's not a lot of jobs, obviously, compared to what there was, where that was a craft and that was sometimes passed on, and, you know, through generations and families and whatnot. But with it shrinking the way it is, it's that's obviously not what the deal is anymore. It's, you know, perhaps some that have been in the profession for a long time and then trying to pick out who's in and I guess who is out. All right, and then finally, boy, the markets today. The Dow Jones down 167 points. The Nasdaq 90. The S&P 20. It was a rough day on the markets. The Nasdaq dipping, if you do the math, nearly 2% on the tech sell-off. And then, of course, that's been talked about for a very long time, and it just happened. You know, there was red flags where you could see them bouncing up all over the place. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.